Hi.
Hello, Fang.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jay Michaels. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, we are, I'm Fang and Grace.
I'm Grace.
And Yanzi, two of my actors.
Terrific, terrific. Well, if I'm on the line, you're on the air. Welcome to the Passion Pit podcast. How are you all?
Very good.
Yeah, we just finished our rehearsal.
You all said that in harmony, too, so I'm sure the rehearsal went brilliantly. How's the show going? You open next week. How's everything going with it?
Yeah, it's very great. So we are very exciting.
Excellent, excellent. Tell our listeners all about the show. It's called American Dream. Tell us all about it.
The idea of the American Dream, well, of course, obviously, because this production is all... we are all foreigners cast. We are all international artists. So we definitely want to put this topic into our show. So we want to talk about all the mutual feelings that all foreigners shares when we first move into this city, and how what we met in our lives, all those obstacles and challenges, and also those culture differences, maybe sometimes language barriers, or just the different things of different culture people do. So we put all those little things into our show, and then we create two very different, but they are both foreigners characters, and how they interact, how they met each other, and how they support each other in this whole journey, and then into a better result at the end.
So you two are you've sort of taken all of these things that happen, both uproarious and heartbreaking, when you come to this country, and you've turned them into these two characters to share with us.
Yes,
that's great. And this is obviously a musical. As long as you're at the Duplex, of course, with that great big grand piano on that stage.
Yeah, well, the idea is so Duplex is a cabaret venue, but instead of just a regular cabaret, we are trying to make it more interesting, so we create a full storyline. So these two characters have a full journey in the show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. What give us an example. What have you encountered? Now were you both performers in your own country before you came here?
I also directing, and also most of the time I'm doing acting, play, musical theater, and also clown acting when I'm in Taiwan.
Oh, that's great. What was the biggest shock, if you will, funny or serious? What was the biggest thing? What was the biggest obstacle you encountered when you came here in terms of being a performer?
Definitely language.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
About the crucial topic. And we make it in a comic way,
yeah.
Because we learn language in very special way and try to, mingle in this country, and try to let the American understand our.
Yeah. So we also write a part in a show, in a very funny way, how to learn English.
Yes.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Well, if it's any consolation, I teach speech at a college, and frankly, even people born here have trouble with English. So you're on the right track. what made you do this? What was the inspiration? You sat down one day and said, okay, we have to tell our story. Why did you want to do that? Why did you want to tell your story?
I think especially living in this city, this is such a big melting pot. Everybody just come from every different places. And I think it's really cool to tell our story out to different people, so we could share the feelings. And I really love how different cultures and different people interact in our lives. So it's really about sharing the special things of our culture, and we also really want to speak out for immigrants, because this is a huge topic in our society.
Now, how about in the arts? Yes, in our society right now, there are a few topics that the Democratic national debates better think about strongly, and this is definitely one of them. How do you feel in the arts? Is there a more welcoming feeling? Do you feel how is it to be welcomed by artists here in New York? We know it in this country and whatever as a main topic. How is it in the arts?
I'd say to me it's really more welcoming, and it's just getting better each day. So I've been in New York for, we all are in New York for about like between 2 to 3 years.
Good.
And we have seen a lot of changes made in the industry. Yeah, but we also included in our topic, like in our show, the very main thing is that we talk about love and relationships and support. And I think this is the key of like to bring everybody together, like more understanding, more love, more compassion.
That is terrific. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I'm glad you feel that more in the arts. Now you have one performance on 24 hours before Independence Day. How perfect.
You have
one performance. Are you looking to take the show further? Are you looking, if it goes really well, are you looking to continue it?
Yeah, totally. We actually thought about like doing it on July 3rd. It's perfect because it's called the American Dream. It's one day before, and we just can't do it because it's like within the holiday. So we have to do like a day before.
Oh, of course.
And yeah. And right now it's like, we just like kind of like, have an idea of like creating this thing. It's just a very beginning. And then during the process, we just really find that this is such a great topic to explore. And then there's so much more to develop through the process. So we really hope that we have audience to feedback so that we could like refine it and bring it to another level.
There's the big question, audience. How, I'm sure you've been telling people about this. I've been spreading the word on it also. What have been people's reaction when you tell them the story? You have the very funny catch line there. You have the story of two crazy poor Asians, which is the opposite of the movie that was out for a while. What's been the audience reaction so far? What have they said when you told them the story of what you're doing?
Very funny.
Yeah. Fun, funny, cool.
Yeah, the title. Like,
interesting.
Really triggered them.
Yeah.
Good. So everyone's interested. Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. Now you're part of a major company. What the production company handling this is a real power player. Tell me about the company itself.
Maya, also our producer, she's not here, but she's so great that she had this vision, and then she started this production, this organization called Alliance of Alien Artists. So it's basically all international actors and actually artists, performing artists that are in this organization, definitely to help to support each other. And she also trying to like gather a lot of information, including like, you know, like what we struggle most, like visa informations, and like how do we deal with our personal situation in order to live in the city and work in the city. That's basically the most thing that she do. And she also produce shows and stuff that feature like stories or like topics related to international artists.
Oh, that's great. So it's not just a matter of putting on wonderful works by international artists. It's a matter of making sure you guys have a welcoming feeling to come here and to be able to stay here.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's excellent. I've dealt with so many artists from other countries who come here and they need particular permissions and visas and everything, and it's so difficult. It's great that there's a place for the artists to do that. I think that's really terrific. What's next for both of you? Once this happens, do you have other prospects that you're looking at, other shows?
Yanzi?
Oh yeah. Now I'm applying for my artist visa right now and waiting for the result. And basically, I'm trying to create more story about Asian, or we can say foreigner, deal with life in America. Mm. So probably we'll develop more things about this topic, and we'll develop, or we will create more story, more we can say musical or play about this topic, so we can do it again and again. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah, we can do it again and try to, it's just about create new work.
So this could become an ongoing series.
You can say that.
Ah, that's great. Ah, the music in it, is it original music? Is it our good old-fashioned standards? What kind of songs do you have in the show?
This is one cool thing that we do in the show. We actually use a lot of different kind of music that, well, we are all musical theater education background, so we mostly use musical theater songs, but we have like Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, those standards.
Oh, great.
Classical musical theater, we have contemporary musical theater. We also included songs from like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, yeah, the TV series, and we also have pop songs. We're singing Alicia Keys and Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's great. So you're giving us a whole cross section of the American songbook and contemporary and pop music. How ironic that these international artists are coming here and they're giving us our good old-fashioned tunes. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful. How's it, have you rehearsed at the Duplex yet?
We have products in there twice.
We just came out from there.
The Duplex is historic. It's been around forever, and they have those pictures on the wall of some of their more famous people. How was it to walk into the Duplex and in the Village, especially now during Pride Week? Wow. How was it to be in there?
It's so exciting. I really have to like shout out for Duplex because there are such welcoming places for us artists to like put on our
own show.
Yeah, our own show, like what we're trying to do. They're very nice to work with, and I love the places that it's not too small, it's just perfect size. It's intimate, so like we can interact with our audience perfectly. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you go to that area, it's very, very exciting. You see there's so many people around and all the decorations. It's the vibe. You actually feel the love and the support. It's a lovely community right there.
I was down there a few days ago for another show that was opening up, and you could feel the energy in the air that just walking in the street there, it's something special for you.
Yes.
That is terrific. I can't wait to see what happens with the show. I can't wait to see what goes on with this. And I'm thrilled to hear that your organization is doing what it's doing and helping so many people. Ladies, thank you so much. You finished your rehearsal, so you're probably exhausted, so I'm going to let you go. thank you so much for this interview. I'm going to tell all our listeners exactly how to get to see you guys and to just cheer you on and welcome you to the arts, to this country, to the whole works. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thanks.
I will talk to you soon. Ciao.
Bye.